From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. French President François Hollande was at the White House this morning for a strategy session on combating ISIS. NPR Scott Horsley reports he and President Obama agree there's more they can do to target the terrorist group behind this month's deadly attack in Paris.
President Obama says the U.S. and France stand united in their determination to destroy ISIS. The president says security professionals must be vigilant in preventing terrorist attacks on this side of the Atlantic, but he also urged Americans not to succumb to fear.
To those who want to harm us, our actions have shown that we have too much resolve and too much character. Americans will not be terrorists.
Later this week, Hollande travels to Russia to seek that country's help in battling ISIS. But fault lines between Russia and the anti-ISIS coalition were underscored by Turkey's downing of a Russian fighter jet. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
That Russian plane that was shot down by Turkish fighter jets today was briefly in Turkish airspace. U.S. officials say the Pentagon was able to hear a conversation between Russian and Turkish pilots. They say there were at least 10 warnings to the Russian pilots to leave the area. Russia's military confirmed today the Su-24 was shot down with one of its pilots who ejected from the crippled plane killed by ground fire. A crew member of a Russian helicopter searching for the downed pilots was also killed. President Obama today said the downing of the plane points to an ongoing problem with Russia's airstrikes in Syria, which borders Turkey. A Baltimore judge has ruled jurors will be anonymous in the trial of a policeman charged in the death of an unarmed black man, Freddie Gray. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the judge refused a request to sequester jurors.
Defense lawyers had sought to keep jurors sequestered, not even allowing them to go home during the trial, citing intense publicity around the case. They also asked to move the trial outside Baltimore, citing a poll showing anti-police sentiment. Judge Barry Williams rejected that. In a series of other rulings, Williams said jurors can see cell phone videos of Gray's arrest. They'll also be able to see the inside of the police van where prosecutors say Gray suffered a fatal spinal injury. Officer William Porter is the first of six officers to face trial starting next week. Prosecutors allege he should have sought medical help for Gray. Porter has pled not guilty. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
The annual travel rush around the Thanksgiving holiday is kicking off with gas prices at their lowest level in years. An estimated 46.9 million Americans are expected to travel by car, plane, bus, or train at least 50 miles from home over the long holiday weekend. That's according to AAA. That forecast is about 300,000 more than last year, making what would be the busiest Thanksgiving week travel numbers since 2007. On Wall Street, stocks closed higher. The Dow was up 19 points to end the session at 17,812. The Nasdaq was up a fraction. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. A state of emergency is being declared in Tunisia after an attack on the country's presidential guard that killed at least 12 people. Tunisia's president also putting in place a curfew in the capital, Tunis, which goes into effect immediately. During a televised address today, Beji Said Essebi said that the country is at war against terrorism. He also called for international cooperation in the wake of recent terror attacks around the world. Tunisian president's office says he'll cancel a planned trip to Switzerland this week. A three-judge Vatican court is rejecting demands it drop charges against two journalists for publishing leaked confidential documents. NPR's Sylvia Pedroli reports recent books written by two journalists describe widespread waste, corruption, and resistance to Pope Francis's reforms within the Vatican.
The trial opened in the Vatican's small courtroom under a portrait of the Pope and a crucifix. The defendants are a high-ranking Monsignor, his assistant, a PR consultant, and two journalists. After the charges were read out, one of the reporters, Emiliano Fittipaldi, read a statement saying he's only charged with publishing news, an activity, he said, that's protected and guaranteed by the Universal Declaration on Human Rights. After some 45 minutes of deliberations, the presiding judge rejected the motion to dismiss the charges. The defendants described the trial as Kafkaesque, since they only met their court-appointed lawyers as the trial opened. If convicted, the defendants could face up to 8 years in jail. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Crude oil futures prices regained some of their lost ground. The price of oil was up $1.12 a barrel today to $42.87 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.